Before Wi-Fi and email, before telephones and telegraphs, before the Pony Express, roads have connected humans to each other. And today, 4,600 years after Egyptians constructed the world's first paved street, roads are still the medium that connects children to their schools, families to their homes, and businesses to the customers they serve. In the past two decades, Kirkland's engineers have explored new techniques, such as slurry seal and crack sealing, that have lengthened city streets' lifespans while reducing the costs to maintain them. And they've done this while building roads that better protect neighborhoods from floods, fish from polluted runoff, and the surrounding landscape from erosion. Roads today accommodate 20,000-pound delivery trucks and 15-pound carbon fiber road bikes. They provide access to people traveling by wheelchair and by foot. But these advancements in access and efficiency are rivaled by the public's increased reliance on roads.
As population growth happens and traffic volumes increase, roads that were adequate for the traffic at one time sometimes are no longer adequate for the traffic that they're seeing now. And you see a lot of it in our residential streets too, where now we have heavy delivery trucks and garbage trucks, recycled trucks, yard waste trucks. Those are causing a lot more increased loads on our streets.
Excessive traffic isn't the only stressor that shortens the lives of our roads. Rain, ice, sunshine, and studded tires also undermine their integrity. Moisture seeps into cracks, freezes, and breaks the seams apart. This results in divots that with wear and weather become cracks, that with more wear and more weather become potholes, that with even more wear and even more weather become alligator cracks. It doesn't have to be this way. Road engineers can return streets to optimum health at a low cost to taxpayers, if treated early. Like dry rot in a house's foundation, however, road damage requires more costly treatment when its owner allows the damage to fester and spread. Repairing minor cracks, for example, can cost taxpayers as little as 50 cents per square yard. Repairing potholes and alligator cracks can cost taxpayers as much as $65 per square yard.
See, it's still pretty tight. We see here where it's starting to open up. Water over the winter will get in that, freeze and thaw, and then that crack can continue to want to get wider. But if we come back in, even on these slurry seal streets, and crack seal this, crack seal that, now we keep all the water out. And that's the key to making this thing last.
This is why the city has increasingly turned to slurry seal to maintain the public's roads instead of overlaying them with a brand new surface. It's also why early detection and early maintenance are so essential to the health of the city's most basic infrastructure. 3 years ago, the city began leasing a milling machine that can prepare a street for maintenance in one quarter the time of a traditional work crew. On top of creating time for crews to repair other streets, the milling machine has saved the city tens of thousands of dollars in labor while keeping roads open to the public during construction.
This allows you to actually go in and begin to prepare a road with traffic on it. Traffic can still run. Our normal process now is to go in, close the road, dig up the holes, patch. Very labor-intensive, very time-intensive. So what we'd like to do is, with the same size crew, expand the ability for them to fix the roads.
But you can see this street's been overlaid a number of times. See how high the crown is? I mean, that's something that when you have a mill machine, you can come in and mill these things. And if you do it in-house, well, we can mill these things and then have a contractor come in and pave them if it's too big for us to do.
Even with these new techniques, however, the city's street maintenance crews can't keep pace with the weather and traffic that hammer our roads every day. And the streets themselves are starting to reflect this. Every 3 years, the city's engineering staff survey all 250 miles of Kirkland's roads, and they grade the condition of those roads against a widely used industry standard called the Pavement Condition Index, or PCI. The blue curve indicates the street's condition over time. The red curve shows how time affects a street's repair costs. Anything below a 20 on the index means the road requires a total rebuild. A 100 means the road is in perfect condition. Industry standards say roads with PCI ratings of 85 require the least cost to maintain. The PCI rating of Kirkland's overall road network is 64.
At about an 80, you could probably do a slurry seal. And what that will do is essentially it'll move the score back up to near 100. So it'll recondition that roadway, bringing it back up to 100. As you move further and further down the pavement condition index chart, your treatment methodologies change. And so this arrow says you probably need to do an overlay at this area. If your road has reached a 60, then you're going to have to be doing some patching and an overlay. And if you let it degrade all the way down into this area where paving will have alligator cracks, you'll have water seeping through, there'll be patches, you know, a pavement condition index of a 20 is just terrible. What this says is you need to do a total reconstruction. That is essentially take out the whole road, put in a brand new bed, new asphalt, and bring that all the way up. So the cost for this, as an example in this chart, that's about $65 a square yard. The slurry seal, on the other hand, is about $3.50 a square yard.
They used to just do strictly overlay. And the thing is, you can't stretch your budget dollars very far when you strictly do overlay, because it's so expensive. But when you get a slurry seal, you cover a lot more ground. You're bringing the PCI ratings of your streets up, because you're actually making the surfaces better. You're protecting them from further damage. It buys you time until you come in and overlay them, and then that's a permanent deal. Then it should be, you know, 15 to 18 years you should get out of an overlaid street before you're going to have to start doing stuff to it.
For many of the city's roads, however, the inexpensive and effective slurry seal treatment is quietly becoming less and less of an option as the roads continue to degrade. And this transformation is occurring in a challenging time, when the city's $2.5 million budget for road maintenance pays for less than half of the necessary repairs.
Our projections and modeling just get more and more dire. And I think this council has always supported preservation, but they're very concerned that this is a continuing problem that will move into the next generation if we can't go ahead and deal with it now.
In an effort to slow the degradation, the city's engineers are maximizing the tools and techniques they've already developed while continuing to explore a range of remedies that would return Kirkland's most basic infrastructure to a condition that more accurately reflects its most basic values.